Please be seated. So, as I was saying to Pat earlier, clergy have two reoccurring dreams. If you ask any clergy person, they will tell you the same thing. You have two reoccurring dreams. One is that you're either standing up here to read the gospel, or you're standing up there at the altar, and you cannot find your page. You flip and flip and flip and flip, and you just can't find your page, and this sense of panic just starts building. You know how much you've been doing that. The other is that you get to church on Sunday morning, and you realize that you have prepared your sermon on the wrong passage. Today, that second dream came true. So today, I got to church and opened the gospel book to make sure that it was set in the right place and went, All Saints! Oh my gosh! I knew it was All Saints. We talked about putting the candles up to remember all of our saints who passed. We talked about reading the list of those whose names we were going to give in memory of for flowers. I knew it was All Saints, but I went to the propers for this date in the book and not the All Saints readings. So I have this great sermon. It's really great. It's probably the best sermon ever. All prepared on the reading of in Luke on Zacchaeus, the little short guy that goes running up the tree as Jesus is coming down, right? Not on Luke's Beatitudes. However, it is All Saints Day, right? And we hear that passage in Luke on All Saints Day in years three, I see, the third. Somebody said, you know, you can use that sermon next year, but now it's like 3 years from now. That's like three's in my mind. Anyway, in year C, Luke's Beatitudes about how we are to behave as Christians, right? We get that in that second piece about forgiveness and being kind and giving to people who beg from us, and if somebody takes something from us, not asking for it back, and all of those things about the way we're supposed to treat one another, treat other people the way we would want to be treated. It's kind of the definition of a saint, right? Because it's pretty tall order, isn't it, right? But the reality is that saints are not perfect people, right? And it doesn't matter who we're talking about. It doesn't matter if we're talking about those people that we find in the Catholic canon of saints or in our book that we have of holy women, holy men, who the church chooses to remember for whatever reason, some of who have done miraculous, amazing things, some of who have given their life completely over to God in ways that are amazing, miraculous, many of us would say, like St. Francis. We are reading a book right now in our book group on Thursday mornings that is all about St. Francis and St. Clare and the life that they led. And here were these two people that completely walked away from lives of grandeur. I mean, they were wealthy people. They came from families of great wealth. They had everything. And Francis, prior to giving up everything, he was kind of a wild guy. He was not, by any stretch of the imagination, somebody that you would have looked at and go, boy, that guy's going to be a saint. No way. I mean, he was a party animal. He loved his clothes. He was a mercenary. He was out there fighting and doing all kinds of things that we would not consider to be saintly behavior. But he had one of those moments in his life where he thought, there's got to be more. And the more was following Jesus. And the more wasn't just reading about Jesus and praying to Jesus and worshiping Jesus. He was imitating Jesus. And he changed his life completely. And that's the guy we tend to remember. And I'm quite sure if we could go back to that time and talk to the people around him, even then when he had turned his life around and given his life to God in that way and followed and imitated Jesus, there'd be some people that'd say, yeah, saint, I don't know. Because he still wasn't perfect, right? He probably irritated the heck out of some people. You know, he probably did some things that he wished he hadn't. He probably said some things that he wished he could take back. We all do, right? So I'm sure he wasn't perfect. And even our little friend Zacchaeus, who I was going to preach on, he was a guy that I would consider a saint. Because he was somebody who had been the chief tax collector. So he was somebody that was not well thought of in his community. He probably got rich scamming people, right? He probably cheated people. He knew he was part of the system that oppressed his people, especially the poor. And yet, he has that moment of transformation after he encounters and meets Jesus, where he says, I'm going to give half of my money away to the poor. And anyone that I cheat, I will repay four times what I stole from them. He changes his life completely and is never the same, I'm sure, after that. Saints are not perfect people. They're people like all of us, and people who we know, who have gone on, who we will remember today and remember all of our lives, who struggled to live faithful lives, who did the best they could to be faithful and good and do all those things that we just heard read in the Gospel of Luke, to be kind to other people, to be generous, to do unto others as we would want done to us. And sometimes they were more successful than others. And the wonderful thing about the gospel message is grace and forgiveness and the opportunity to start again. I just watched this little series on Amazon. What was it called? Oh my gosh. Modern Love? Was that what it was? Is that what it was called, Modern Love? And there was, so it was based on true stories written into the New York Times.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. And there was this one of this young woman and her doorman.
Oh, God.
And he says at this one time, he talks about tomorrow being another day. And he says it in this, he has this wonderful way of speaking and turns of phrases. And he says, but tomorrow's a day that hasn't even been touched yet. That hasn't even been touched yet. Like, it's just this idea of something so brand new. And that's what grace offers us, right? This opportunity to start again, like we haven't even been touched yet. And work at being